one of the things I think on this whole topic of artificial intelligence, we should just understand that we are in an arms race with China, because this is going to affect every job, every company, every industry. China understands that when it comes to military applications, or when it comes to cyber wars. It wouldn't even have to be a kinetic, you know, we're actually getting out and fighting war, but their ability, when they could manage and influence the cyber attacks through AI, we have to be in a position to be able to defend ourselves, you know, through that. And but they're just on the private sector side, there's so much good that can come from AI, whether it's literally curing cancer, accelerating innovation across agriculture, across manufacturing, across education, the law. I mean, there's so many ways that we can apply that capability in this country, that it's just astounding. And I think everybody should, you know, take a few minutes every day and say, hey, what are we really talking about here with this advanced intelligence, and what can it do? But I would say, in terms of how that affects power generation, what it means for a state like North Dakota, my goodness, what an opportunity. We know we've had these natural resources in our state, whether it's coal, but we would turn the coal into electricity. We'd have to export that through a transmission line. If we had all this oil and gas, you know, we produce it in North Dakota, often add no value to it, you know, put it in a pipeline and we'd, you know, ship it to another state and they'd ship back propane, or we'd ship it to another state, they'd ship back fertilizer, ship it to another state, it never comes back because it's being, you know, refined in a place, you know, down like on the Gulf Coast. But now there's an opportunity for us to take those resources, turn them into electricity, and then take that electricity and turn it into an intelligence. I mean, I think we should all stop calling them data centers. I mean, if a data center exists for processing a healthcare claim, you know, that's good for the insurance company and for the, you know, that's the payer, for the provider, the healthcare provider, and then also for the patient. You know, that's a transaction between the three of them. If it's a data center that's managing an online shopping order, you've got the seller, you got the buyer, maybe a third party. But when you talk about artificial intelligence, take a kilowatt of electricity and turn it into artificial intelligence, that's a general purpose technology that lifts up everybody. That could be used for ag research, it could be used for advancing education, healthcare, and having those capabilities in your state is going to attract advanced manufacturing. It's going to attract jobs and other kinds of capability, not necessarily in the where you're actually converting it itself, but all the other ancillary things. And when we produce that in North Dakota, we don't have to export it. We don't have to spend, you know, 4 years fighting pipeline battles, because what we'll be exporting out of North Dakota is going to go on a fiber optic cable. I mean, no one's figured out yet how to hold a protest for a, you know, high-speed fiber optic cable. And so we can take our resources in states like Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, that have got, you know, really pro-business regulatory environments, and take our natural resources, convert it to electricity, convert electricity into intelligence, general purpose intelligence, and then ship that out to customers around the world. So it is a breakthrough for rural states with high energy. And then the other thing, we've always said, oh, it's, you know, when it's cold, you know, that's a disadvantage. Turns out the cold weather helps you with the cooling on these intelligence factories. And that's really what they are. They're not a data center. We're manufacturing intelligence. Wouldn't you want to be manufacturing intelligence in your state? Right. Where they're going to choose to go, and there's hundreds of billions of dollars of capital that's going to go towards these intelligence factories. They're not going to states that have electricity rates that are three times higher than North Dakota. I've spoken to even the leaders of some of these states, and I've said, hey, when we're trying to help them get more pro-energy policy, and said, you understand that of the $364 billion committed right now towards building these intelligence factories, zero of those dollars right now are headed towards either California or New York.